So let's review. The Mishnah in the previous daf mentions a case of Hamadris Ishtush Leitelich Lebesa Oval Ulebesa Mishnah, a man who imposed a neder, a vow, on his wife, in which she's prohibited to visit mourners or attend wedding celebrations. Yitzibi Nksuba Mepnesha Noyel Bifana. He must divorce her and pay the Ksuba because he is depriving her of the joy and respite provided by wedding celebrations and by not attending Besa Oval. People will not reciprocate in attending to her funeral needs. However, the husband is permitted to impose this neder when he provides justification, such as mishum b'nei adam prutzin shemitzuyin sham. It is known that there are unsavory individuals there. Armala amanasher temri lepleini masha amartli, oisha amarti loch, oishtei memalo ma'aru la'ashba, yeitziv yitin ksuba. If a husband compels his wife to reveal to others dvarim shaklein, embarrassing things that she had told him or that he had told her, or he compels her to fill jugs with water and empty them into the garbage, in which she appears insane, he must divorce her and he pays the ksuba. Zakta Mishnah, ve'elu yetzis shlei b'ksuba. The following wives are not entitled to a ksuba when divorced because of their deplorable practices. Hoiveres adas moishe b'yehudis. One who transgresses Torah laws or Jewish tradition. Mishnah explains, Ve'ezu hidas Moshe, machilasei she'enem usur. An example of a wife who transgresses Torah law is someone who serves him produce from which Moshe was not separated. De amrelei, pleini koin tikinli asakri vazel shayle v'shtakech shikra. She claimed that so-and-so separated Moshe, and her husband asked and found out that she was lying. Or umisham shasei nida. She cohabits with him while she is a nida. The amrelei, plain nichachem tir lias adam v'alzu shayle b'shtakech shikra. She claimed that Rabbi so and so ruled that she was not tamei, and they verified that she was lying. Or v'le koitz l'chala. She serves him bread, and she did not remove chala. The amrelei, plain nigavol tikin lias ha'isa v'alzu shayle b'shtakech shikra, in which she claimed that so and so removed chala, and he finds her to be lying. Or v'nederes v'nei mekayemes. She makes nedarim, but does not fulfill them, in which she causes their children to die. As the Gemara states, Ba'avay nedarim, banim meisim. The Gemara mentions a machlikas in a brisa. Remeir says, Kali yedea b'ishtoi shenederes v'ein mekayemes, yachzor v'yaknetena, kidei shetot b'fana b'yafala. She is not divorced when she does not fulfill her nedarim, because he can compel her to make another neder, in which she will be made for invalidate all her previous nedarim. Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol yedea b'ishtei she'ena koitz l'chala, yachzor v'yafir shachara. She is not divorced when she does not remove chala, because he can remove chala on his own. The Chacham disagree and say, Ein odem darim nochesh b'chafifa. Just as a person cannot reside with a snake out of fear of being bitten, so too a husband cannot reside with this wife and constantly fear being caused to sin. The Mishnah continues, Ve'ezu yidas Yehudis, yitza v'resha p'ra. An example of a wife who transgresses traditional law is when she appears publicly with her hair uncovered. The Gemara says that the prohibition for Reisha Perua is actually Midaraisa, because the pasuk regarding a Saita states, Ufaras Reisha Isha, the Kohen uncovers her hair, Machlal, Dahu Shaita La Peruhavas. This implies that until now her hair was covered. Azhara Labnei Sisrol Shalayitzu Beferua Reish. This teaches that Jewish women may not appear publicly with their hair uncovered. The Gemara explains, Midai Raisa, Kalsa Shaper Dami. Midai Raisa, a woman is permitted to emerge wearing a kalsa, a head basket. However, Das Yehudis, Afala Kalasa Nami Aser. According to tradition, a woman is prohibited to emerge wearing kalasa because her hair can be seen through the holes of the weaving. V'tava B'shuk, and when she weaves while sitting in the marketplace, B'mariz Raisa Levin Adam, in which she reveals her arms. And when she converses with old people, b'mesachekes in bachur, and when she engages in idle talk with young men. Abishol also includes a woman who curses her husband's parents in the presence of his children. Rabtarfin also includes a woman who talks loudly, in which even her neighbors can hear. The Gemara explains, "B'mishames koylal iske tashmesh." She speaks loudly in their personal conversations, in which her husband is embarrassed. Sagt der Mishnah, Makadish es se isha al menashe ein ala nadarm, benimtza ala nadarm, ein ala makadashis. A man who gave a woman kiddushin with a tanai, a stipulation that she does not possess nadarm, vows, and he discovers that she does have nadarm, the kiddushin is not effective. However, kanasa stam benimtza ala nadarm, teitze shaloi biksuba. If he married her without a tanai, and they discover that she had nadarm, the kiddushin is effective. However, he can divorce her without a ksuba. Similarly, a menashe ein ba mumen, benimtza ba mumen, ein mekudeshes. A man who gave a woman kedushin with a tanai that she does not possess mumen, blemishes, and he discovers that she does have mumen, the kedushin is not effective. However, knasa stam, benimtza ba mumen, teitze shalei b'ksuba. If he married her without a tanai, and he discovers that she has mumen, the kedushin is effective. However, he can divorce her without a ksuba. The Mishnah concludes, the mumen that disqualify a kohen for the avodah are the mumen that disqualify a woman to her husband.